It is already a known thing that the President of the United States, Donald Trump, has encouraged all the Jewish Americans to keep this particular Shabbos, to observe this Shabbos of the 16th of May. And it's an amazing thing, both for Jews and for non-Jews. And the purpose of this small class is to explain what's the message, at least one of the messages, for each one of them. Let's start with the Jews. For the Jews, Shabbos is one of the main things that has kept our people together and our people tied, so to speak, attached to our own traditions. Because it's a moment of thanksgiving, as he wrote, praise, thanksgiving to God that we are what we are and that we have our own traditions and we have our own main ideas and values and principles and so on. And this is kept, so to speak, in a very holy way by keeping the laws of Shabbos. Why? Because in the laws of Shabbos, one of the subjects is, let's take a time to remove ourselves from the everyday hum and dum and things going on in the street and the work and so on in the job, and abstract ourselves from that and regain energies by connecting ourselves to our Creator, to our traditions, in order to gain strength, in order to go again into the world. So the idea is not that we get separated from the world, we go into a mountain and nobody's going to talk to us and we're not going to talk to anybody. No. We are in the world, but we need a time to disconnect from the world in order to come back with more strength and not just not be affected by the quote-unquote values or the lack of values in the world, but actually the other way around, to affect the world and change it and give it our own values. So the fact that a non-Jew has to come and remind us of our own traditions, it's a very interesting one in the whole humanity time, an opportunity for us, the Jews, to really reconnect to what is ours. That's on the side of the Jews, one idea. On the side of the non-Jews, we have to ask ourselves, how does the Jewish law see this idea? And if you look at the Talmud, and if you look at the sources, the Rambam, they all say, basically, that a non-Jew that observes the Shabbos has death penalty, which is a spiritual punishment, not a physical thing or anything like that. It's a spiritual punishment, but at the end of the day, it's a punishment. So why is the president talking to us in such a way? So answer number one is talking to the Jews. It's not talking to the non-Jews. But answer number two, there's a much broader message over here. And the idea is like this. There are many aspects into the observance of Shabbos. One of them, and just one of them, if you look at the commentaries of the Kli Yakar, Ephraim Eluntzitz, that was his name in Prague, 1600s. If you look at the commentary of the Kli Yakar in Parshas Yisrael, where the Torah talks about Shabbos, actually teaches us the Ten Commandments and so on, he brings a very interesting idea. Non-Jews are also obligated in faith to God, and not just a general idea of, yeah, there's a God over there. No. Rather, a more particular thing of faith in the creation of the world. That means that the world was created by God from nothing into something, and God continuously recreates the world, and so on. You can add more details into this faith, so to speak. But the point is that non-Jews also have to believe in this. Non-Jews also can relate to this. And Shabbos is one of the testimonies of this particular idea, in which we remember the fact that God created the world in 6 days, like the Torah says, the Bible says, whatever you want to call it. God created the world in 6 days, and in the seventh day, he rested. This day is a testimony to that. So a non-Jew that wants to go together, so to speak, with the message of President Trump, and of the United States, of course, and together with the Jews in this observance, the proper way of doing it is not to observe Shabbos, like to light candles and not do work and prayers of Shabbos and all of that, that belongs to the Jews. But a non-Jew that wants to, again, accompany, so to speak, this message can set aside a time to meditate, to contemplate in the creation and to find the order of the creation, the wisdom of the Creator in the creation, in every single detail of it, in the inanimate objects, any in the vegetables, plants, in the animals, in the human being, in the way the body was created by God in order to fulfill its mission and so on. So if a person sets aside a time in that particular day, 16th of May, Shabbos and so on, to meditate on how the creation is constantly done and created from nothing into something and so on, that's perfectly acceptable for non-Jews also. And that's not called observing the Shabbos. Not at all. What's called observing the Shabbos? Doing religious acts for the sake of remembering this particular day. Like, for instance, lighting candles or doing what's called kiddush, sanctifying the day with words or with wine or whatever. Any kind of religious observance is not acceptable according to Jewish law for non-Jews. But the fact of contemplating, remembering, meditating on the creation and on the mission of the human being in creation is completely acceptable in the day of Shabbos. Not because of a religious thing, but because that's part of our relationships, a relationship as human beings to with God. In addition to this, interestingly, this happens in Parshas Bamidbar, the Parsha of this particular week. One of the subjects over here is that this Parsha, we always read it before the giving of the Torah. That's the rule set by our sages. In the weekly reading of the Torah, our sages told us to read particular readings before special times. Before Shavuos, before the giving of the holiday of the giving of the Torah, we read Parshas Bamidbar. And one of the connections is that Shavuos is the day that God gave the Torah at Mount Sinai to the Jewish people. And together with this giving of the Torah to the Jewish people and all the laws that God shared, so to speak, through Moshe Rabbeinu to the Jewish people, together with this, like the Rambam brings very clear in his book, Mishneh Torah, the Laws of Kings in chapter 8 at the end, he talks about the idea that God, together with the Torah given for the Jews, gave to the Jews the ideas and the laws of the seven universal commandments, seven commandments for the non-Jews that comprise and make a society that has morality and ethics. And this was given to Moshe Rabbeinu from God to give to the Jewish people to share with the rest of the people. So that means that in this particular parsha section of the Torah, we have to find some kind of allusion into the preparation. How do you prepare yourself for this incredible event and moment in the history of humankind that God spoke to human people and so on? Now, to human beings and so on. What's one of the messages? How do we find in Parshas Bamidbar a connection into this particular event of the giving of the Torah? One of the ideas is that God counts the Jewish people in Parshas Bamidbar. What does it mean to count the Jewish people? If God already knows everything, he knows how many Jews are there, why do he have to count people or send Moshe and Aaron to count the people? One of the explanations about this is not that God needed to know. He doesn't need to know anything. He knows everything already. Rather, he wanted us to understand how important we are by counting us. When you count something, that shows the importance of that particular thing. So, this idea applied into all of us, when we account by ourselves, when we count ourselves, we understand what we are, who we are, that gives us the strength not to be influenced in a wrong way, in a bad way, by the values, quote unquote, or the lack of values that blows, the winds that blow in the society nowadays. So we have to know that the preparation in order to be able to fulfill these seven commandments for the non-Jews and the 613 commandments for the Jews, what's the way to prepare for that? We have to count ourselves. We have to understand the importance each one of us has. And it's very easy to prove that importance because God creates us. And therefore, we're important in his mission to reveal his presence in the world. And that's through each one of us keeping our particular commandments. A good Shabbos. Yes.